You're in the mix in HD2 sound with tight acoustic pace. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix. Worldwide Enigma making platinum hits. New wine coming, get some of this. Stand and give God the praise.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, Lordy, just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will. It's been too hard living. I'm not afraid to die. God said he was gon' meet me. Somewhere beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming. But I know, hey, a change gon' come. Y'all gotta help me say,
oh,
yes it will. One more verse right here. Every time I'm looking for sunshine, I can't get nothing but rain. It's been a
long time coming,
but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Thank you, Lord. I said, brother, help me please. Oh, Lord. But he wound up knocking me.
Don't last always. I that number, y'all.
Oh, number,
you know,
that got Jesus
name. 2 and 5.
5
say it one more time. Talking about that number,
y'all.
Can I get a witness in the building? Somebody let you. Can I get a witness in the building? Jesus to work in your circumstances. Look at here. Here's a 2 and 5. His goodness and how much he loved me, I count up every one of my blessings. That's the dearest thing to me.
Oh, I sure do love the Lord. Oh, how about you? Then if not, you should seek him, and you'd love him too. If only we could love him half as much as he loves us. Praise God. Now we would serve him and every day we would put our trust and knowing, knowing just what a life in my God can afford. Without a doubt in my mind, oh, I tell you that I sure do. Oh, I really love the Lord. Oh, if only we could love Jesus half as much as he loves us. Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful? We would serve him. And every day we sure would put our trust. Oh, yes, we would. Oh, and knowing, knowing just what a good life in my God can afford. Without a doubt in my mind, oh, I tell you that I sure do. I really love the Lord. Oh, if only we could love him half as much as he loves us. Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful? We would serve him. We would serve him. We would serve him. We would serve him. And every day we would put our trust. Oh, yes, we would. And knowing, knowing just what a good life in my mind, oh, I tell you that I sure do. 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 I really love the Lord.
I am your host, Miss Lady J. I hope you're having a beautiful day.
For those who lie upon a sick bed today, and for those who are less fortunate, For those that have a problem that you seem that you cannot solve, I'm here today to remind you and to encourage you on your way. For Jesus said, whatever you need and whatever you ask for in my name, I'll give it to you. Now, if you don't mind being patient with me, then I'd like to encourage you to bow your heads and help me to take your problems and mine to God in prayer. Our Father, our Creator, our Maker, and our Redeemer, we come again in your name, not to worry you, but to say unto thee that we are pleased right now with your love and your kindness that have stayed with us through these many years. And as I stand here right now looking back over my life, I can see why you've been better to me than I've been to myself. And for those that don't have patience to wait on your word, whether they be in a sick room, or whether they be in trouble, or whether they're having a problem with their home, it could be a problem on their job. I don't know what the reason could be today, but I do know you said in your word, if man will believe on me and put your trust in my name, whatever you need, ask and I'll give to you. Now, Lord, I want to ask you to give strength to those that laying down somewhere in a sick room. I want to ask you to give courage to those that working on a job and seem like it can't hardly make it. I want to ask you this morning, Jesus, if you don't mind, to hear our cry one by one, not here, but everywhere. Somebody needs you. Somebody right now don't have bread to put on their table. Somebody can't pay a bill. Somebody right now is disturbed. Somebody's in trouble. And I know you're a way maker. The reason I know you can make a way is because a long time ago, you made a way for me when I was lost in sin. When I didn't have nobody to walk with. When I didn't have nobody to talk to, you came in my room and you reached down and touched my soul. Great God Almighty, I want you to go in that room right now. Touch that body. Somebody might be in misery. Somebody might have pain that the doctors can't reach. Somebody right now don't have legs to stand up on. Somebody right now don't have hands to wave like I do. But oh Lord, I know you are able, God. You can hear my cry. Please, Jesus. Please, Jesus. Bless us. Keep us. Help us to love instead of hate. Help us to help somebody. Help us to be humble in your name. Teach us to cry and rejoice when we cry. Now, Lord, great, God Almighty. I knew you was coming after a while. Now, Lord, one of these days, I'm going to lay my hymn books down and put away my Bible. I got to come home after a while. Oh, Lord. And in the morning, when I can't pray no more, when I go in my room somewhere, meet me. We'll sing a new song. Get up early in the morning and sing a new song. Thank God Almighty, I'm free. No more sickness.
I was lost in my own world, feeling really confused. Didn't care about anything. I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from. Told the Lord about my problem, but it was already done. He cares for me. I know just how dear your name.
Park Holiness Church NFI radio broadcast. We believe in God-powered preaching, sound doctrine teaching, and hallelujah praise. Join us with an open heart and a listening ear, and let a friend know we are on the air. Please pray for Overseer William Eli Ratcliff as he gives us a divine word from heaven. Now, Pastor Ratcliff.
Amen, amen. Real quick, we would like for all of our listeners to please stand. Anybody that's your first time here in Lincoln Park Holiness Church, we'll ask that you stand. Call out to them. Amen. Let's give them all a big round of applause. Amen. Amen. Again, as the welcome went out, we do appreciate your presence here at Lincoln Park Holiness Church. Thank you again.
The moon and the stars, thou hast ordained. What is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou hast given him dominion over the works of thine hands, and hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the path of the sea. So, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Amen.
Can we sing our song to the God? Yaman, hasta donde llega. Quien le mostró esconder hasta la noche la luna y con palabras puede
Yo sé que ti me diréis todo. Yo sé que ti me diréis todo. La creación declara la vida en mí. Proclama, yo sé que mi rey es todo. Oh, sí, the very same God that sent me in northern. He runs to the wind, the warmth and the weak, and the strength gentle hand that hold me when I'm broken. They conquer death to bring me victory. Now I know my Redeemer lives. Me. So let all creation testify that this life within me cries over my Redeemer.
Redeemer lives. Come on. Wave your hand. Give God some glory. He woke us up this morning in our right mind. Even while suffering, Job said, I know my Redeemer lives. And even if you are suffering and if your Redeemer lives, you know that he's not going to forget about you. May not come when you want him. But what, church? He's always on time. Come on, let everything that have breath do what? And we will bless the Lord when? And his praises shall continually be well. Come on, with your own mouth and in your own way, stand to your feet and give God some praise. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Worthy to be praised. We thank God for all that are here and our visitors. They may be guests to you, but they are my friends. And we just thank God for all of you that are here today. We thank God for the ushers on the floor. Last Sunday, Tiana, one of our young ladies, was on the floor. And today we have another young lady, Chanel, on the floor. Let's give Tiana and Chanel a hand. And then the young ushers the usher board is coming back. So we're working on working with them and our youth department and juniors and all. Lincoln Park is on the way back from behind this pandemic. Regardless of what may happen, the church will survive. This morning, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And the people of God said,
Amen.
When people become frustrated, when people become agitated, when people become irritated about what something that someone else may say or do, there's a slang phrase that we use in our culture today to express our displeasure or our annoyance or our dissatisfaction. There's a saying that we use when someone does something like that and it kind of bothers us. And you know what that saying is? You know what they say? Come on, man. Anybody ever said that? Somebody did something, or you might be on the job, or you might be playing a game, or something happened, and you just said, come on, man. Come on, man, you mean you ate my last granola bar? Girl, you mean you ate my last honey bun? Oh, don't tell me that. I know you didn't throw my lunch in the trash that janitor is carrying out of the break room. Come on, man. That's a slang saying, especially in the sports world. ESPN commentators and NFL analysts, countdown analysts, and even President Barack Obama used it on the campaign trail. President Joe Biden used it in a town hall meeting. Come on, man. Well, Minneapolis people, it's in the world in general, that phrase has picked up when people hear something or something happens. And normally, for some, that is their response. Well, let me get to the text, because I don't want to talk too long before I preach. And I don't want anybody out there to have to say, come on, preacher. So let's get to the text. And when I read the text, when I read this text, it's about two men that were praying. And one of them's prayer, after I heard and read his prayer, my response was, come on, man. And that's the title of this message. Come on, tell your neighbor, tell your friends, say, come on, man. So the text comes from Luke, 18th chapter, 9 through the 14th verse. And I'm going to ask my friend Anna to give the scriptures to all of our other guests here. We have it in Spanish. They have it. And we're going to read the scripture from the King. Well, I have the King. No, I can see it. It's in the NIV. And the scripture reads on this wise. To some who were confident, Jesus is telling a parable, a story, to make a point. He's giving this parable that we might learn something. And in this parable, he starts off by saying, to some who were confident of their own righteousness, let me hear you say own righteousness, and look down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable. So we know what the parable is about. It's about certain people that look down on people and think of themselves as being, as we say, all this in a bag of chips, right? And I say even the dip on side for some of them. But they think that they are all this. This man even had the nerve to come in God's house and talk about how good he was and compared himself to everybody else that they were not no way near the person he was. And so he said that Jesus told his parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself. Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you that I am not like other people. How in the world can he not be like other people? He got a head, two eyes, two ears, a nose, a mouth, and feet, and leg, and a heart, or something, mind, or soul, but I don't know what it is about him. Come on, man. That I'm not like other people. And then he goes on and gets more detailed and calls them robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like, if we can get it up, is it up? I got the King James Version.
This tax collector.
Yeah, even not like this tax collector. All right, do we have the 12th and 13th and 14th verse? All right. Look at what he said. I fast twice a week. He's talking about me, myself, and I fast twice a week. And I give a tenth of all I get, Brother Dave. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Jesus ends the story and says, I tell you, and I'm telling you today, that this man, rather than the other, who thought he was all this and all that, this man that didn't even look towards heaven and said that he was a sinner, he said that this man went home justified before God. Oh, that's a big meaning right there. That's what we live for, to be justified before God. If you have all the money, all the cars, all the homes, all the gifts, all the talents, all the good looks, all the clothes, if you have everything, but if you are not justified before God, you came in this world with nothing, then you're going to leave with nothing. But if you are justified before God, you want to leave with something greater than ever you could experience in this life. Can I get a witness? And he says, justified before God, for all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. And I'm going to speak. I've already prayed. So the title of this message is what? Come on, you done forgot it already? What is the title of the message? Now tell me, help me out. So come on, preacher. Come on, is anybody out there praying for me? Anybody want to hear a word from the Lord today? That's why we're here. We're going to give God some glory. Thank God. Thank him in advance. So let's get to the text. The Pharisee, as I said, he started his prayer with a comparison. He was proud of himself. In his prayer, he showed no adoration towards God. He's standing in the temple to pray. He didn't even say anything about God and his adoration, but he certainly did say something about himself and other people. Can I get a witness? And the thing of it is, the man was just full of so much pride that he thought he could scorn and look down on everybody else and have them in contempt. He was all right. He could do no wrong. He was just glad that he wasn't like all of these other people and didn't do the things that they did. But my Bible tells me, you know, that man forgot that we all are what? Sinners. So, but for some reason, he put himself above everybody else in the church, everybody else in the world. And even said that he despised folk like that. You know, people will say, I despise this person. I despise him. I despise her. Some of them will even go as far as say, I hate this person. I hate that person. That does not come from the Spirit of God. That comes from that unclean spirit that we heard about in the summer revival. Can I get a witness? If you don't like, I don't like him. I don't like her. Well, so what? Did you make them? Did you create them? Go on about your business and keep your mouth closed. If you can't say anything good about somebody, don't say anything at all. Don't be the kind of person to pour water on a drowning man, woman, boy, or girl. Even the elderly, some people get impatient with them, not realizing one day if they're blessed, they'll be old. And wonder how younger people are going to look at you and talk to you when you slow down and just can't get your thoughts right or your mind just run this way and that way. What are you going to do? If God bless you to get to that point, can I get a witness? You know, when there are people that you don't like, I want everybody to hear that. When there are people that you don't like, despise, or hate, or whatever, don't want to put up with, don't tell others. I'm going to tell you who to tell. Tell God. Because God is the one that made them. The same God that made you. Can I get a witness? The publican, the man that was hated by so many people because he was a tax collector. And those tax collectors did a lot of underhanded things. And as long as the Roman government got its money, the tax collectors had free range to get extra money for themselves, which they often did. And they were hated. So this man, the publican, who was the tax collector, standing in the temple, and there was the Pharisee. The publican stood afar off. He knew he didn't feel that he was worthy. One thing about the publican, the man that was put down, that man knew who he was. He knew what he was. Thank God he knew where he was. And this is a place of refuge This is the place where you need to be, no matter how you are or what you are. This is the place where change can be made in your life. Can I get a witness? The man said that I am a sinner. He said, Lord, have mercy on me. That man, he asked for two of the greatest things that we can ever receive from God. He asked for mercy. And not only did he get mercy, he left with grace too. God didn't respond to him with frustration. God responded to him with salvation. Can I get a witness? See, God is not like man. God has no respect for person. God loves everybody. And when we come to God and when we know who we are and what we are and when we express ourselves and cry out to the Lord will hear our cry. Can I get a witness? So God responded in a different way. God said to that man, I believe if I could use my spiritual imagination, God said to the put down man, come on, man. But he didn't tell him to come in a negative way. He told him to come on, I've got something good for you. And God has got something good for you right now. Can I get a witness? God has said many times, come. He said, forbid the children not. Let them come unto me. Didn't he say it? God said to Peter, he told, Jesus said, come. Jesus told Peter, Peter was in a fishing, in a boat. And he asked God, could he come? Jesus said, come. Peter got out of that boat and walked on the water. If I could use my spiritual imagination again, can you imagine when Peter stepped out and did something that was a miracle, something that was impossible, something that nobody had maybe ever done before? He walked on the water. And I can imagine that Peter said, oh, look at me now. I'm strutting on the water. But the Bible said when he lost his focus and looked at the wind, they said Peter began to sink. When Peter began to sink, Peter could have said, well, Jesus, you told me to come out the boat. Now I'm thinking, come on, man. Come on, Jesus. But Peter didn't say that. Peter said, Lord, Lord. Come on, let me hear you say, Lord. Peter said, Lord, save me. Cry out to the Lord. And he said, save me. Jesus said, come all ye who labor and are heavy laden. Anybody brought any burdens today? Anybody brought any hard times today? Jesus said, come unto me, all of ye who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. How many of you know when you come to Jesus? Say, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus right now. He come to Jesus. He will heal you. Come to Jesus. He will save you. Come to Jesus. He will pick you up. Turn you around. Come to Jesus. And when you come to Jesus, make sure you sow good seeds. Don't sow bad seeds. Don't talk about bad people. Don't talk bad about people. But sow good seed, because one day you're gonna reap. Come on, Karan, you're gonna reap. That's what you sow. Come on, Doc McKinley.
How do you know without a shadow of a doubt that you're gonna reap what you sow?
With a song, tell your neighbor.
I wish I had
about three people on this side that could say, come to Jesus. I wish I had a few more over here that can stand to your feet and say, come to Jesus.
I wish I had some more on this side to say it louder, say, come to Jesus. I wish I had everybody to say, come to Jesus. And tell them that when you come to Jesus, there's so good seed. So good seed. Come to Jesus. Come on, man. Come on, women. Come on, children. Come on, everybody. Come to Jesus. And so good seed. So you're going to reap.
Just what you sow.
Give us a hand here.
You're going to reap.
Come on.
Just what you sow.
Come on.
Come on here.
So good to see.
Tell you,
oh, yeah.
What's wrong? I tell you,
so
whatever
coming up again. Can I get a witness here? And don't mind letting somebody know. Just so good see. Can I get me some witnesses? Put your hand together. Good God Almighty. What I want you to do. What I want you to do. Give God a praise. With all your strength. And all your might. Because I want to tell you one thing. Whatever you do. It's coming up again. You can't do wrong. And get away. It's coming up again. On judgment day. Get your mind here. Good God Almighty. Somebody in here. Is starting up laughing. Digging ditches. And somebody's past. Causing trouble. And somebody's home. I want you to know one thing. What you sow, you're gonna reap it. You're gonna reap it. You're gonna reap it. It comes. It comes. You're gonna reap it. It comes. Just remember, you're gonna reap it. Can I get a witness? You're gonna reap it. Just remember, you're gonna reap it.
One went hungry, justified. One asked for nothing, and he got nothing. You have not because you ask not. But Lincoln Park, we're going to sow good seeds. We're going to sow good seeds. That's why we are where we are today. And you may be seated. You have an announcement you want to do, Miss Pam? Did you? My daughter has it, but the envelope. But you can tell what you did.
Pastor Zay, you got a week. You got to sow good seed. And you got to excuse me because I ain't killed. And I've been down for a while, but God never failed me. Mm-hmm. He never failed me.
Mm-hmm. Keep close, yeah.
We decided to give Pastor Hunter for his kindness. $100 for the youth, $200 for the community. That's what God do. He never failed me through my trials and tribulations.
That's all right.
Never income. I am one income. But God blessed me, so I gave
him. Glory. 2 weeks ago, in the certified money order, they donated $500 to the church, the two first ladies, the pastor, and the distribution ministry. Now, that's sowing a seed. She didn't have to hear that message to sow it. She brought that certified check, and my daughter has it back there to put it in, deposit in the account for $500. Now, that's a good seed. To God be the glory. We're going to ask, where is Evangelist Selena? And we have how many of you need special prayer? Just raise your hand. If you want special prayer, wherever you are, Heavenly Father, you have seen tears. You have heard cries. And Lord, we know you said you would never leave us nor forsake us, even to the end of the world. Bless every family that's represented here today. Bless every family that got up out of their bed and witnessed your beautiful sunshine. Bless every family that came into your house and gave you praise today. And for this, God, we want to say thank you. Continue to bless. Remember our young people that they are going to school. Cover them under the blood. Lord, with all of the gun violence and all of the terror acts that happens in these schools, we want you to protect our children. Cover them under the blood. In the hallways, the cafeterias, the playground, and even on the school buses. And when they stand on the corner, Lord, we pray for our children and their families. Help us, Lord, that we can be a blessing and teach them the way that you desire for them to go. If any be sick among us, we pray for healing. We pray for financial blessings. In the mighty name of Jesus, continue to keep us from death, sickness, and disease. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, very quick, we have our young people that we've promised book bags and school supplies. So, Selena, I would ask all our young people to come on up. Come on up here across. All our young people that needs a book bag and school supplies, come on up across the front.
While the young people is coming, we want to thank Brother Rick because he is still sowing good seeds. So this 25 cent that he did not pick up is going into the offering.
Come on, Pro. Come on, right on, Pro.
Lincoln Park Holiness Church is about loving people and helping community. Our main objective is winning souls. You are welcome to partner with us or help sponsor this ministry and broadcast with a donation. Please visit our website at lincolnparkchurch.com and click the Let's Give tab at the top of the screen. Feel free to leave comments. You can also download the Givelify app on your mobile phone and look for Lincoln Park Church. Cash App, #, Lincoln Park CRF. We are located at 13 Heath Street in Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us next week on NFI Radio and Catch the Wave from the number one radio station reaching the world with gospel music and preaching.
I was lost in my own world, feeling really confused. Didn't care about anything, I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from. Told the Lord about my problems, but it was already done. He cares for me.
I'm
You're tuned into the Stellar Award winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
It's the anointed one.
On your radio. Yo.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music, that is this. Catch the wave in ABD2.
Somebody. Somebody cares when things go wrong. Somebody's love is there to guide you and make you so strong. But oh Lord, Lord, I have a friend. And he's above all others. His love is far beyond the brother. Eternal life is yours just to know him. The Savior divine, a friend of mine. Lord, I cannot tell how much I love him. I cannot tell all of my God's love for me. But I only know it cannot be measured. It's deeper than Lord, and all, he alone can know my sadness. My God alone, you can always bring me gladness. I'm filled with joy, I'm filled with joy. Cause I know him, the Savior divine, a friend of mine. Lord, I cannot tell how much I love him. I don't know how much the Lord loved me, but this is one thing I only know, that it cannot be measured. It's deeper than the sea. Wave your hands for him. Lord, and all you know can know my sadness. My God. It's bigger than
catch the wave on the NFI.
There is a light that shines inside of me. There is a light that has set me free. And I know so there is a light that shines inside of me. There is a light that has set me free. And I know, so glad. Have God been good to you? Let
baby, see you raise your hand and give God a praise today. Come on. You gotta tap.
Thank you, Jesus.
He died one day that we all may live. He died that we all may have a right to the freedom. I want to give him the praise and the glory today. Thank you, Jesus.
So glad,
so glad,
so glad,
ah. Jesus.
So glad,
you've been so good to me, Jesus,
so glad,
yes you have,
so
God has been especially good to me. Because I remember a time that when they would come to town, I would always have my ticket in the line to see them. Can I get a witness? Kept on trusting and praising God. One day a group called the Gospel Elves stopped by and picked me up. We joined up with the mighty clouds of joy, and we went all over the world. And I'm saying this because a lot of people don't know this, but the clouds of joy have been a great friend of mine. Great friend. There was a time when I needed money to send home to my children. I went to the mighty clouds of joy. Can I get a witness, Richard? Can I get a witness, Joe? The arm was always wide open. And they even gave me the opportunity once to sing with them. I love the mighty Clouds of Jordan. But how many of y'all know if you live long enough, there's going to be some rain in your life? If you live long enough, there's going to be some heartaches, and there's going to be some pain. But if you wait on the Lord, won't it make a way for you? Oh, I wish I could sing the way I want to sing right now. Because God has been good to me. And I'm going to let my light shine wherever you may see me. I'm going to let my light shine. I want to leave this with you tonight. If there ain't been no rain in your life, wait a while. Wait a while. I'm afraid we're always gonna be up and never down. But there ain't been no rain in your life. Wait a while. Wait a while. Wait a while. Oh, the rain. Of mine. The bills are hot, and the rent is due too. About you, Heavenly Father, it will all fall through. Oh, the rain, the rain, the rain, the rain, the rain, the rain. Come on, y'all. It's falling, it's falling now. Can I get a word? When you can't find a job, it ain't nothing but rain, y'all. When you cry all night long, it ain't nothing but rain, y'all. When you lose your loved one, it ain't nothing but rain, y'all. See anybody here, so I'm talking about y'all. It ain't nothing but rain. When a friend misuses you, Martin, when you call everything, I put a child of God, y'all. It ain't nothing but rain. It ain't nothing but rain, y'all. When you lose your loved one, it ain't nothing but rain, y'all. Have you had any rain in your life? Have you had any rain now? Have you had any rain? I want to see your hand. Have you had any rain now? I want to see your hand, y'all. It ain't nothing but rain. When you've been misused, it ain't nothing but a road, no. It ain't nothing but rain, no. Oh, the rain, no. Rain, no. Rain, no. Rain, no.
Stay with me. tired? Are you tired? Are you tired? Are you tired? Had a hard time coming through the hills. You made it all right. You made it all right.
Church, I put it all
tonight I can tell the world. Stretch out your hand. Put it in. Oh, oh. Well, I couldn't do it on my own. I kept on holding on. I kept on holding on. I want to ask yourself, won't it make a way? Won't it make a way? All you got to do is hold on. All you got to do is hold on. Oh. I know it's late, Josh. I know it's getting late, and it's time to go home. But I need somebody in this building. That know that you know that you know that you know that God will make a way for you. If you know God will make a way for you, I just want you just to wave your hand. I remember what my granddaddy told me when I first found the Lord. He said, "No, I'm troubling the world. Gonna get hard sometimes." But when it gets too hard for man, it's just right for God. Am I right about it? Is there anybody in here ever been sick? Seems like the more dollars in your cheek, the more you have. Got all on your knees and call on Jesus. Won't it make a way? Won't it make a way? If you know he'll make a way, let me see you sat on your feet right now. Let him praise you. Let him praise you right now. Hey. 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 Hey.
To the saints who are so depressed, don't give up. Jesus will help you. He won't leave you. He'll see you through. Oh, when you change, go no further. Just keep still. You see the storm that's raging. Yes, he will. So don't give up. And
just look up. He that is within you, he won't leave you. He'll see you through. Oh yes, he'll. When you are in darkness, just keep still. Jesus will help you if you believe. Yes, he will.
Hallelujah.
So don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up.
You may run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Let me tell you, God Almighty is gonna cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the jammer, rammer, backbiter. Tell them God Almighty is gonna cut them down.
Well, stop, God Almighty, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on my bended knees, talking to the man from Galilee. My God spoke and he spoke so sweet. I thought I heard a shuffle of angels' feet. He put one hand upon my head. Great God Almighty, let me tell you what he said.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler, rambler, backbiter. Tell them God Almighty's gonna cut them down.
You'll be run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down.
Do me throw your rock and hide your hand. Working in the dark against your fellow man. But sure as God made day and night, what you do in the dark will be brought to the light. You may run in the hide, slip and slide, trying to take the moat from your neighbor's eye. But sure as God made rich and poor, you're gonna reap just what you sow. May run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down. Won't tell that long-tongued liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler, rambler, backbiter. Tell them God Almighty's gonna cut them down.
Some people go to church just to signify, trying to make a date with the neighbor's wife. But brother, let me tell you, sure as you're born, you better leave that woman alone. Because one of these days, mark my word, you think that brother is gone to work. You'll sneak up and knock on the door. That's all, brother, you'll knock no more. Well, run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler, rambler, backbiter. Tell them God Almighty's gonna cut them down.
Lord, when I've done the best I can, I want my crown.
Yes, I want my crown.
Lord, I want my crown.
Yes, I want my crown.
Lord, when I've done,
yes, I want my crown.
All I can,
yes, I want my crown.
I want my crown.
Yes, I want my crown.
Lord, I want my crown.
Yes, I want my crown.
Oh, I've been stumbling.
Yes, I want my crown.
Falling down.
Yes, I want my crown.
Oh, sometime,
yes,
lover.
I want my
yes, or to the ground.
Yes, I want my
crown. But when I've done,
yes, I want my crown.
All I can,
yes, I want my crown.
Lord, I want my crown.
Yes, I want my
crown.
Lord, I want my crown.
Yes, I want my crown. Well, when I'm growing,
yes, I want my crown.
Growing old and peaceful,
yes, I want my
crown. Lord, I want my crown.
Yes, I want my crown.
Yes, I want my crown.
Yes, I want my crown.
Well, when I'm growing,
yes, I want my crown.
Growing old and peaceful,
yes, I want my crown.
I want my crown.
Yes, I want my crown.
I want my crown.
Yes, I want my crown.
Oh,
yes, I want my crown.
Just as fast as I can.
Yes, I want my crown.
Yes, I want my crown.
I want my crown.
Yes, I want my crown. Lord, you know.
Yes, I want my crown.
I know you know.
Yes, I want my crown.
How much I'm suffering.
Yes, I want my crown.
Down in this world.
Yes, I want my crown.
Of sin and praise.
Yes, I want my crown.
I'm trying to carry.
Yes, I want my crown.
Out your mission.
Yes, I want my crown.
For I've been singing.
Yes, I want my crown.
Lord, every day.
Yes, I want my crown.
I've got my soul.
Yes, I want my crown.
Got my shield.
Yes, I want my
crown. I'm still.
Yes, I want my crown.
The battlefield.
Yes, I want my crown.
Well, when I'm done,
yes, I want my crown.
All I can,
yes, I want my crown.
I want my crown.
Yes, I want my crown.
Lord, I want my crown.
Yes, I want my crown.
Well, if I never,
yes, I want my crown.
Never see you no more,
yes, I want my crown.
I want my crown.
Yes, I want my
child. I want my crown.
Yes, I want my crown.
Well, if I never,
yes, I want my crown.
Never see you no more,
yes, I want my crown.
I want my crown.
Yes, I want my crown.
I want my crown.
Yes, I want my crown.
Oh, if I never,
I want my crown.
Never see you no more,
yes, I want my crown.
Yes,
I want my
crown. All I can.
Yes, I want my crown.
I want my crown.
Yes, I want my crown.
Well, it didn't it rain, children?
God's gonna send the water from Zion, and he's gonna raise his heaven up high. If it's gonna rain, and it's gonna rain, well, it's gonna rain, children. God's gonna send the water from Zion, and he's gonna raise his heaven up high. If it's gonna rain, and it's gonna rain.
My Lord, then God got angry on his throne. The angels in the heaven began to mourn. He said, go down, angel, stir up a flood, and blow out the sun, change the moon into blood. Then come back, an angel, and bar the door, for I declare the time will be no more. They tell me, great God, when it started to rain, the women and the children begin to scream. They knocked on the windows, battered at the door, crying, oh, brother Noah, won't you take on more? Noah said, I'm sorry, my friend, but God's got the key and you can't come in.
Well, Noah wasn't ready for the children coming in, but he wanted to hear the angel moan, didn't it?
Rain, children, God's gonna send the water from Zion, and he's gonna raise his heaven up higher. It's gonna rain, it's gonna rain.
My Lord, then it rained 40 days and nights without stopping. Noah was worried when the rain kept a dropping. He sent out a raven and sent out a dove. The water, great God, kept a coming from above. They tell me, little children, the bird did seek, but he couldn't find a land to rest his feet.
Well, Noah wasn't buried for the resting of a sea, but he couldn't hear the angel moan, didn't it?
Rain, children, God's gonna send the water from Zion, and he's gonna raise his heaven up higher. It's gonna rain, but it's gonna rain.
My Lord, then the wind did blow, the ark did rock. Noah couldn't find nowhere to dock. My God spoke, whispered low, showed old Noah where he wanted him to go. He said, look ahead, Noah, the rain's done stopped. I want you to land on the mountaintop. He showed old Noah a rainbow sign, said it won't be rain, but fire next time.
Well, Noah wasn't buried, but fire next time. But it won't hear the angel moan, didn't it?
Rain, children, God's gonna send the water from Zion, and he's gonna raise his heaven up higher. It's gonna rain, well, it's gonna rain, well, it's gonna rain, children. God's gonna send the water from Zion, and he's gonna raise his heaven up higher. It's gonna rain, well, it's gonna rain.
Let the church roll on,
my Lord.
Let the church roll on,
with my good.
roll.
Just roll on church
and let the church roll on.
Just roll on church and let the church roll on.
There's a deacon in the church.
Well, it's my Lord.
And he won't do right.
Well, it's my good Lord.
Well, what you going to do?
Kick the deacon out of the church
and let the church roll on.
Just roll on church and let the church roll on.
Let the church roll on.
Well, it's my Lord.
Let the church roll on.
Well, it's my good Lord.
Let the church roll on.
Let the church roll on.
Just roll on church and let the church roll on.
There's a sister come to church.
With a lip to raise.
With my good Lord.
Well, what you going to do?
Soap and water and wash it off.
And let the church roll on.
Just roll on church and let the church roll on.
Let the church roll on.
With his mind.
Let the church roll on.
With his mind, good Lord.
Let the church roll on.
Just roll on church
and let the church roll on.
Just roll on church and let the church roll on.
There's a liar in the church.
Well, it's my Lord.
And that ain't right.
Well, it's my good Lord.
Well, what you going to do?
Keep his tongue, kick him out
and let the church roll on.
Just roll on church and let the church roll on.
Let the church roll on.
Well, it's my Lord.
Let the church roll on.
Well, it's my good Lord.
Let the church roll on.
Just roll on church
and let the church roll on.
Roll on church and let the church roll on.
There's a gambler in the church.
Well, it's my Lord.
And that ain't right.
Well, it's my good Lord.
Well, what you going to do?
Take his car and burn him up
and let the church roll on.
Just roll on church and let the church roll on.
Let the church roll on.
Well, it's my Lord.
Let the church roll on.
Well, it's my good Lord.
Let the church roll on.
Just roll on church
and let the church roll on.
Just roll on church and let the church roll on.
There's a sister come to church.
Well, it's my Lord.
With a dress to show.
Well, it's my good Lord.
Oh, well, what you going to do?
Clip the hem and let it out.
And let the church roll on.
Yes,
roll on church and let the church roll on.
Let the church roll on.
Well, it's my Lord.
Let the church roll on.
Well, it's my good Lord.
Oh, well, church roll on.
Just roll on church
and let the church roll on.
Just roll on church and let the church roll on.
As I walk down the lonesome highway, you know my heart will lift it up with pride. Child, my mother cried, son, don't you worry, I know the Lord will surely fix the way.
Don't let me leave too late. let it roll. We got church in the morning now. It's raining on the golden gate. Yes, we come to church in the morning. It's raining on the golden gate.
I met my father this morning.
Coming up to here so soon. He was trying to get to heaven in a due time. Oh, the heaven door closed. And Lord, you can wake me and shake me. Don't let me be too late. Oh, we come to church in the morning now. It's raining on the golden gate. Yes, we come to church in the morning. It's raining on the golden gate.
I met my brother this morning.
He was hanging up the hill so soon. He was trying to get to heaven in the due time. For the heaven to close. Lord, you can wake me and shake me. Don't let me live too late. Oh, we come church in the morning. Oh, it's raining on the golden gate. Yes, we come church in the morning. It's raining on the golden gate.
I met my sister this morning.
She was hanging out the hill so soon. She was trying to get to heaven in a due time. For the heaven door closed. Lord, you can make me shake me. Don't let me live too late. Oh, we come to church in the morning. It's raining on the golden gate. Yes, we come to church in the morning. It's raining on the golden gate.
I met my father this morning.
He was hanging out the hill so soon. He was trying to get to heaven in a due time. For the heaven door closed. Oh, Lord, you can wake me and shake me. Don't let me live too late. Oh, we come to church in the morning. It's raining on the golden gate. Yes, we come to church in the morning. It's raining on the golden gate.
I met my auntie this morning.
She was hanging up here so soon. She was trying to get to heaven in a due time. Lord, for the heaven to come. And Lord, you can wake me. Lord, now, shake me. Lord, now, don't let me live too late. Yeah, we come to church in the morning. It's raining on the golden gate.
Soon one morning
death comes a-creeping in the room. Soon one morning,
old man,
death comes a-creeping in the room. Soon one morning,
old man,
death comes a-creeping in the room, crying, oh my Lord, oh my Lord, what shall I do, what shall I do?
Now, brother, won't you
hush, 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 somebody's calling my name. Somebody's calling my name.
Good Lord.
Hush, hush, well, hush. Somebody's calling my name, crying, oh my Lord, oh my Lord. What shall I do, what shall I do?
Now you
may call, you call. Your mother,
but your mother
can't do you no good.
Well, you may
call for your mother,
my
mother can't do you no good.
Well,
just call for your mother,
but
your mother can't do you no good. Crying, oh my Lord, oh my Lord, what shall I do, what shall I do?
Now, brother, won't you
hush, 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 hush. Somebody's calling my name.
Well, brother, won't you
hush.
Well, now,
somebody's calling. somebody's calling my name, crying, oh my Lord, oh my Lord, what shall I do?
Well, brother, did you know?
And
did I know it all?
Who told you that I know who the people should run?
Tell me how.
Oh yes, I know it, brother.
Did you know?
And
did I know it all?
Who told you that I know who the people should run?
You know the good Lord decided to make him a man
when the bones are rising.
So he took a little mud and a handful of sand
when the bones are rising.
Then decided he'd make him a woman too
when the bones are rising.
But he didn't know exactly what to do
when the bones are rising.
So he took one rib from Adam's side
when the bones are rising.
Then he made Miss Eva to be his bride
when the bones are rising.
Then he put him in the garden rich and fat
when the bones are rising.
Says Adam, you can have anything that he has
when the bones are rising.
But of Miss Eva you must not eat
when the bones are rising.
Cause if you do, you're just doomed to die
when the bones are rising.
Does brother have?
Oh yes,
you heard it,
brother.
Did you know
that? And
did I know
that? Who told you that I know it is the bones are rising?
Tell me how.
Oh yes, you heard it,
brother. Did you know
that? And
did I know
that?
Brother.
Who told you that I know it is the bones are rising?
Sister Eva didn't be what she had been told.
Oh, the bones are rising.
So she and the devil and apple up hold.
Oh, the bones are rising.
Then she decided that you want to have a little bit of fun.
Oh, the bones are rising.
So she gathered some more and give Adam one.
Oh, the bones are rising.
Now Adam just lacked us men for will.
Oh, the bones are rising.
Up and took what Eva had to give.
Oh, the bones are rising.
So the Lord he up and come about.
Oh, the bones are rising.
And came in the garden and pulled them out.
Oh, the bones are rising.
Well, children of Adam,
yes, I know it, brother.
Did you know?
And
did I know that I?
Who told you that I knew that the bones are rising? Oh yes, I know it, brother. And did I know that I know that I? Who told you that I know that the bones are rising?
You know now
everybody's worried
about that Adam bonehead.
No one seems worried about the day my Lord shall come.
You better
set your house in order.
Well, he
may be coming soon.
Well,
and he'll hit like an Adam bomb when he comes. When he comes.
In 1945, the Adam bomb became alive. 1949, USA got very wise. They found that a country across the line had an Adam bomb of the very same kind. People got worried over the land, just like the people in Japan. God told Elijah he'd send down fire from the sky. Sure to know about the rainbow sign, won't be water but for next time.
You know now everybody's worried about that Adam bomb.
Hey,
no one seems worried about the day my Lord shall come.
You'd better
set your house in order.
Well, he
may be coming soon.
Well,
and he'll hit like an Adam bomb when he comes. When he comes.
Now don't you get worried, bear in mind, trust King Jesus and you shall find peace, happiness, joy divine, with my Savior on the line. God told Elijah he'd send down fire from the sky. He said he would, and I believe he will. He'll fight your battle if you'll keep still.
You know now everybody's worried about that Adam bomb.
Hey,
no one seems worried about the day my Lord shall come.
You'd better
set your house in order.
Well, he
may be coming soon.
Well,
Hey,
my Lord, you know he'll
hit like an Adam bomb when he comes, when he comes.
You know now
everybody's worried about that Adam bomb.
Hey,
no one seems worried
about the day my Lord shall come.
You'd better
set your house in order.
Well, he
may be coming soon.
Well,
and you
hey, my Lord, you know he'll
hit like an atom bomb when he comes.
Now there were three children from the land of Israel,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego,
took a little trip into the land of Babylon,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
It took a lot of gold and he made him an idol,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Well, it told everybody when you heard the music of the cornet, oh yeah. Well,
they
told everybody when you hear the music of the horn.
Oh, oh, oh. Critical, said you got to bow down and worship the idol,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
But the children of Israel would not bow down,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
You couldn't fool them with a golden idol,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
I said you couldn't fool them with a golden idol,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
So the king put the children in the fiery furnace,
Shadrach,
God, he heaped on coal and red hot brimstone,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Made it 6 times hotter, hotter than it ought to be.
Shadrach,
the book says even burn up the soldiers the king had put there,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Whoa.
But the Lord God sent him an angel, and he gave him a couple of wings. Well, he came on down into the middle of the furnace and began to cool the flames. Them children got so happy, they went strutting right through the fire, just laughing and talking about the power of the gospel.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Whoa.
Then old Nebuchadnezzar said, hey there, when he saw the power of the Lord.
And they had a big time in the land of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Gospel train, hello, Chico, I'm off. But that little back pain is coming, well, it's coming round again. Lord, it put my demon power, yes, it's pain in every nerve, my Lord, she go, wow, 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 wow. Wow. home, but my mother at the station, well, she got a ticket in her hand. Lord, she's standing on the way, that waiting. Lord, she's answered to God, command my Lord, she goes, wow, 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 wow.
You know it's
so high you can't get over it,
so low you can't get under it,
so wide you can't get around it, you must come in at the door.
You know it's
so high you can't get over it, so low you can't get under it, so wide you can't get around it, you must come in at the door.
Well, you can't get there by water,
oh, yeah.
You can't get there by land. Now, if you want to get to heaven at all, you must go hand in hand.
You know it's
so high, you can't get over it, so low, you can't get under it, so wide, you can't get around it, you must come in at the door.
Well, you can't go there by walking,
oh, yeah.
You can't go there by air. Now, if you want to get to heaven at all, you must go there by prayer.
You know it's
so high, you can't get over it, so low, you can't get under it, so wide, you can't get around it, you must come in at the door.
Now let me tell you this story, how to get on the gospel path. Cause you can't get there no other way, you gotta go there by prayer. But now Rebecca said she saw him, he come riding up in the air. Well, he was so high you couldn't get over, the Bible do declare. A brother Jonah in the bottom of the deep blue sea, in the belly of the whale he stopped. Yes, he was so low that he couldn't get under, he had to come to the top.
You know it's
so high you can't get over it, so low you can't get under it, so wide you can't get around it, you must come in at the door.
Old Pharaoh drove those children across the wide Red Sea, and he found that it was so wide he couldn't get around, so he went right through and drowned. Now I told you folks how hard it was, I made it plain to see.
So if you want to get to heaven at all, come on and follow me.
Don't you know it's so high you can't get over it, so low you can't get under it, so wide you can't get around it, you must come in at the door.
When you listen to your favorite pop artists today, acts such as Whitney Houston, Boyz II Men, and many, many others, in a sense you're listening to the great gospel groups of the past. Such was their influence. Bridge Over Troubled Waters, the Paul Simon classic, was inspired by an ad-lib from the great Claude Jeter when he sang, "I'll be a bridge over deep water if you trust in my name." From Sam Cooke to Wilson Pickett, The Temptations to Aretha Franklin, and 100 more, the great gospel groups of yesterday are still alive and singing in the music of today.
Right now, you're going to be graced with the sounds of the Soul Stirrers.
Somebody tempted, somebody cares when things go wrong, somebody's love is there to guide you and make you so strong, but oh Lord, Lord, I and he's above all others. His love.
Eternal life is yours just to know him, the Savior divine, a friend of mine. Lord, I cannot tell how much I love him. I cannot tell all of my God's love for me, but I only know it cannot be measured. It's deeper than the sea. Y'all believe that? Lord, you know. The Savior's divine, a friend of mine. Lord, I cannot tell how much I love him. I don't know how much the Lord loved me, but this is one thing I want. That it cannot be measured. It's deeper than the sea. Wave your hands for him. Lord, and I, you alone can know my sadness. My God alone, you can always bring me gladness. I'm filled with joy, I'm filled with joy and joy, because I know him, the Savior divine, a friend of mine.
We're going to continue with some more music from the Swanee Quintet, folks.
There is a light that shines inside of me. There is a light that has set me free. And I know
Your support, your visibility, we would do it anyway, but it's better when we got somebody to feed it to and let it be fed back to us. Because that's what makes it work. When you throw out the spirit and the spirit comes back. Yes. Put a little tingle in your feet. Put your hand over there. There you go. Thank you. Oh, baby, I know that felt good, didn't it? They lift your burdens, lift your cares, lift your woes, satisfy your soul. Well, go to it, brother.
Let me get everybody stand on your feet a little while. Come on and stand on your feet and put your hand together with us a little while. Well. Every night before I sleep, oh Lord, to the Lord above I pray, oh yeah. Lie down before I wake, oh yeah. Pray to God my soul is paid as I do. Bless my mom and my dad.
Bless my mom and my dad.
All of my sisters and brothers too.
Sisters and my brothers too.
Yeah, let me hear you say yeah. Oh yeah. Bless the sick here and now.
Bless the sick here and now.
Bless the one that's on the welfare.
Bless the ones on the welfare.
Bless the one in the fountain and jail.
Bless the one found in jail.
Nobody down.
Gentlemen, please welcome, if you will, Troy Ramey and the Soul Searchers.
God has been especially good to me. Well, I remember a time that when they would come to town, I would always have my ticket in the line to see them. Can I get a witness? Kept on trusting and praising God. One day a group called the Gospel Elves stopped by and picked me up. We joined up with the Mighty Clouds of Joy and we went all over the world. And I'm saying this because a lot of people don't know this, but the Clouds of Joy have been a great friend of mine. Great friend. There was a time when I needed money to send home to my children. I went to the Mighty Clouds of Joy. Can I get a witness, Richard? Can I get a witness, Joe? The arm was always wide open. And they even gave me the opportunity once to sing with them. I love the Mighty Clouds of Joy. But how many of y'all know if you live long enough, there's going to be some rain in your life. If you live long enough, there's going to be some heartaches. And there's going to be some pain. But if you wait on the Lord, won't it make a way for you? Oh, I wish I could sing the way I want to sing right now. Because God has been good to me. And I'm going to let my light shine wherever you may see me. I'm going to let my light shine. I want to leave this with you tonight. If there ain't been no rain in your life, wait a while. Wait a while. Wait a while.
be up and never down. But there ain't been no rain in your life. Wait a while. Wait a while. Wait a while. Oh, the rain. Of mine. The bills are high and the rent is due too. About to heavenly fall, it will all fall through. Oh, the rain, ah, the rain, ah, the rain, ah, the rain. Come on, y'all. When you can't find a job, it ain't nothing but rain, y'all. When you cry all night, it ain't nothing but rain, y'all. When you lose your loved one, it ain't nothing but rain, y'all. See anybody here know what I'm talking about, y'all? It ain't nothing but rain. When a friend misused you, Martin, when you call everything, I put a child of God, y'all. It ain't nothing. When you lose your loved one, it ain't nothing but rain, y'all. Have you had any rain in your life? Have you had any rain now? Have you had any rain now? I want to see your hand. Have you had any rain now? I want to see your hand, y'all. It ain't nothing but rain. When you're being misused, it ain't nothing but a wrong, y'all. It ain't nothing but rain, y'all.
Many a rock and roll artist owe more than a little of their success to gospel singers who walked the road before them. Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, and one of the biggest, Elvis Presley, who was often called the king of rock and roll. We know that ain't true, but the deal was that's the way it went down. Now, they were heavily influenced by the gospel chorus that they grew up listening to on WLAC out of Nashville, Tennessee. From early on, gospel music has been woven through the fabric of all forms of music that we know and love today.
Oh, Lord, oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Father, God, I'm Father, heaven on the sun. Gonna hear his voice, the servant of God, well done, well done, well done, well done, well done. Sit down, servant, sit down, sit down. Rest a while, I know you're tired. You tired, had a hard time coming to Buddha Hill. You made it all right, you made it all right.
Before the best of what gospel had to offer was updated to meet the demands of the secular side of the music world. Visionaries such as Berry Gordy, founder of Motown Records, was one of the first to borrow the soulful harmonies of the gospel quartets. He rearranged them to a modern feel and dominated the recording industry with hit after hit on his artists. Many came over from the gospel field to sign on his label and were tremendously successful.
Come out, bro. This is my baby brother, and he's going to sing for you now my favorite song. Put it all in God's hand. Y'all pray with us. Put it all in God's hand. I put it all in His hand. The burdens I could not bear, put it all. Oh, I was standing at the crossroads, and I did not know which way to turn. But you know what, just
I put it all,
put it all,
put it
in. Yes, I did. Listen. I put it all in God's hand. I put it all in His hand. The problem I could not solve. Oh, I say, Lord, Lord, it's too hard. When I could not do things on my own, Jesus gave me the strength and courage to carry on. And it's all
The influence of the early gospel groups wasn't just borrowed by the greats of pop, blues, and rock and roll. Many of today's contemporary Christian artists are living testament to the impact that gospel quartets made on all types of music. Listen to the artists such as Andre Crouch. The roots of gospel music are evident from his harmonies and his soulful delivery of a sermon wrapped in a beautiful melody. Other contemporaries such as the brother and sister duo B.B. and C.C. Winan, as well as Kurt Franklin, keep up with their early predecessors, but with a modern feel.
Can I get you to hear me say Jesus?
Jesus.
Can I hear you say Jesus?
Jesus.
Well, I left a call on the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
I found out that there's power.
Power.
Have I got a witness on that tonight?
Yeah.
In that name.
Yeah.
There is joy.
Joy.
In that name.
Yeah.
There's peace.
Peace.
In that name.
Yeah.
And I could go back and do an old song for you and tell y'all what it did for me.
Can I tell you what it did for me? Can I tell you what it did for me? This is what it did. He picked me up and he turned me around. He placed my feet on solid ground. It was Jesus, I know it was the Lord. I know it was the Lord.
I know it was the Lord.
Tell me, who do you think?
I know it was Jesus
that woke me up this morning.
I know it was the Lord.
And he enabled me to see.
I know it was Jesus.
See a brand new dawning.
I know it was the Lord.
And who do you think it was?
I know it was Jesus.
Started me on my way, y'all.
I know it was the Lord.
And who do you think it was?
I know it was Jesus.
Carried me all through the day, y'all.
I know it was the Lord.
Well, I know it was Jesus.
I know it was.
I know it was the Lord.
I know it was the Lord.
Tell me, who do you think?
I know it was Jesus.
That gave sight to the blind.
I know it was the Lord.
That tell me, the same man.
I know it was Jesus.
That turned water back into wine.
I know it was the Lord.
And who do you think it was?
I know it was Jesus.
That called Lazarus from the grave.
I'm
kissing me.